I'm standing here with David Bailey. It is day 10 for me here in Bosnia-Herzegovina, taking this, as I've described, intense social media.
Retreat.
Absolutely.
That means run away, actually.
It does. So I ran away to Bosnia. And you know what? I don't know if you can hear it, but it's raining, and it's raining again. And we've had quite a bit of rain. This country has a hard time coping with it, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I think it's, I don't know whether it's global warming or what, but I mean, earlier on this year, there were 3 days or more, actually, of intense rain, which resulted, for the first time in over 100 years, of massive flooding, which caused huge problems to the country, not far from where we are, about 50 kilometres away. Minefields, and the country's got 250,000 uncleared mines, really, really tightly detailed marked minefields have moved because, you know, the water table's gone so high and the mines have moved and everything. And it's a catastrophe. And it was, you know, nearly everybody around the world knew about it and lots of international aid came in. Actually, they say that the crisis then, those last few months, was left the country in just as bad a state as it was after its conflict of the 1990s. But, you know, we've had hot days. We've gone back to the traditional Bosnian summer days of 42 degrees. Some days you've experienced it yourself. We've had muggy days, you know, where we've been changing T-shirts two or three times a day. And the last 2 days have been torrential rain. We had a flash flood in Banja Luka, which is about 25 clicks south of here. And today it's pouring with rain again. And Tamara's just said to me, you know, the ground floor of the hospital in Banja Luka is flooded. There's other places flooded, so it's coming back again. And, you know, the crazy thing is, on Saturday, that's what, 2.5 days' time, 35 degrees, and for the foreseeable future after that, no rain at all. So it's quite weird because, you know, we're drenched here now, and yet in a few days' time we'll be just like, I don't know, an Arabic resort, something like Dubai. And these seasonal changes have really messed up everything. I mean, you can see we've got a really nice market garden. The plants and nature is totally confused.
Because of the situation in Banja Luka and other cities, I mean, I don't speak the language. Obviously, you do. Has any international aid? Is there a call for international aid?
Well, international aid came in last time because it was, you know, it had catastrophic results. It took people 4 weeks to get here, but you know, nobody ever thought in a country that would be mudslides that would cover. We don't have highways. We don't have motorways. For people in Canada, we do not have the 401. Or the Trans-Canada Highway. So the roads that we've got were all like big mudslides. It messed up transportation infrastructure. And sadly, right out in the boonies, out in the sticks, right out in the rural areas, some villages went completely. People in their houses buried, gone. So, yeah, it's catastrophic. Will international aid come in as quickly this time? I don't know. If it's only going to be 3 days, maybe they'll hold back.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and I are both at the moment stood in a totally dysfunctional country, which used to have really good emergency planning systems in place. And I was talking to somebody only the other week, and when they went into the emergency department of Banja Luka, they found 5 pairs of boots, 6 shovels, and 3 buckets for a city of 220,000 people. I rest my case, my lud.
Well, I mean, having said that, I mean, we shouldn't, you know, I mean, the whole country's not underwater. I don't want to give that impression.
Oh, no, not far from it. Mm. But there's going to be some discomfort for some people, some families, again, over the next few days, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you, David.
No, you're welcome.